car to go buy another overall.
Yeah, but something fancier than that.
Oh, so I
you need to go to church.
Yeah, then you start getting the pants where you wore a belt. I guess I must have been 10 or 12 years old before. You wore short pants a long time, you know, when you got the long pants, Dave.
Yeah. What do they call any different types of pants, short pants, like ones that would come over the knee?
No, they would all come, in those days, you know, it's like, they would all come over the knee. You never had any short shorts that you couldn't go out there and have your knee showing.
Especially women, huh?
Today, if them, I think of that, if them old people would come back and see them bikini shorts, that would be it. Of course, the old ladies to go swimming in the afternoon, go to the beach, and take the kids swimming to the beach.
Yeah.
Which is not, and they'd have a gown, dragging on the ground. When they sit in the water, they would spread out about 10 feet around, you know. They were and tied at the neck. They were right to the neck. No part of it. The only thing that was showing was their face. I'd like to see something, you know, like one day have my program or come back and look at a girl in a string bikini or something like that. She'd flip. I guarantee she'd flip. She caught me with my first cigarette. I was 12 years old. No, I was about 14 years old. Got a cistern right here. And around the cistern, my daddy had built a wall in an L shape, 90 degrees. For the sun in the morning, I had to beat on the cistern too much to crack it. And I got there, the old Virginia Dare. You know, Virginia tobacco, you roll your own, Virginia Dare?
Yeah.
Man, I had got a friend of mine, give me about this much tobacco, and man, boy, I'm back there rolling my own. Man, I'm rolling it tight, too, you know. And you put it, you lick it, you know, went down and close it up. Got me one of magic, you got to scratch on the wood to pop, you know, to make it light. And I scratched it on that cypress, man. That cypress was good, it was rough. Boy, I lit me that cigarette. Took about 3 drags on my old grandma come around the back and she saw it. It was too late. She done caught me. I didn't know it. That was my grandmother. She grabbed me, she put the cigarette out like that and took the paper off, took the tobacco and made me eat it. She shoved it in my throat. I turned green for a day and a half. I was sick. That'll tell me in front, that'll teach you not to smoke.
You put it in your mouth and made you smoke.
Father never smoked, my grandmother never smoked, my grandfather never smoked a cigarette in their life. Never chewed tobacco, never smoked.
Yeah.
Never did. That's why they hated it so much. And we got them little machines laid on. You know, you used to roll your own, you had a little machine, like a little tarpaulin piece in there. You know, you used to make your own, but in a little machine.
Yeah.
Like they roll the marijuana today, they got a little machine for that.
Yeah.
Something like that. That was a big, that's my brother used to smoke. Target. Target tobacco.
Yeah.
Never forget that.
Okay, anything else that y'all would smoke? Did you ever smoke?
No, I quit smoking after that. Believe me, I quit smoking until I was about 19 years of age. Because then my daddy would tell me, as long when you're old enough to go out and work and earn a living to buy cigarettes, well, you smoke them. Until then, you don't smoke. And that no more had to be said. That was it. So, man, I started smoking until I was a grown man. And I smoked for about 10 years and I quit. And I just started smoking again about 3 years ago.
Okay, others smoke what?
Pipes
or?
They smoke their papa cigars.
Yes.
Anyway, getting to the pipe, which is something that I'm sure you've been through. That old man down here, he really smoked the pipe and he never cleaned it. But that's why that pipe was a pipe. When you stick a nail in your foot or something sharp where you could get tetanus, you know, well, you go home and say, well, look, I got a nail and one of them old rusty nails. You had to go by that old man and he'd take that pipe. And while you put the tobacco in the pipe, you know, and you put the tobacco in there, mm-hmm. He'd take that and he'd put a little piece of cloth or something over there, light the pipe, and blow through there where the smoke would come out of the other end that's supposed to be in your mouth onto that cut. That tobacco juice that's been in there for 2 or 3 years would stop you from getting tetanus. That's what they claimed, you know. And I'm while he was blowing that, man, you seen stars. It would hurt so much, you know. But that, and